Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join us this month as we donate a portion of our proceeds to Folds of Honor, a scholarship program for the children of service members who died or were disabled in the line of duty. Thank you for your support.
License number 15033.
Today's show is brought to you by Flashback Fridays. I still remember the 80s like it was just 30 some odd years ago. That's crazy, right? Pass the Botox.
It's time for the 2019 Parade of Homes, June 1st and 2nd and 8th and 9th. The Greater Montgomery Home Builders Association invites you to check out their central site in Lockwood, as well as three additional villages. The 2019 Ideal Home is located in Lockwood, and the Greater Montgomery Home Builders Association is eager for you to see all of the more than 30 homes on the parade route. Pick up your free guide for the 2019 Parade of Homes at any Riverbank location in the River Region. The Greater Montgomery Home Builders Association's Parade of Homes, June 1st and 2nd and 8th and 9th in Montgomery.
Paid for by Meadows for District 74, P.O. Box 230158, Montgomery, Alabama, 36123.
There is only one choice for the voters of Montgomery on June 11th for State House, Republican Charlotte Meadows. Charlotte Meadows is the only proven Republican. She even campaigned for President Trump in Florida in 2016. Charlotte is the only proven conservative who has fought for much-needed educational reforms here in Montgomery. She supports our teachers and wants to make sure tax dollars actually get to our children's classroom. Charlotte Meadows will protect the Second Amendment and is the only candidate ever endorsed by the National Rifle Association. Charlotte Meadows will fight for the unborn, and she will work with local leaders to reduce crime here in Montgomery. We need to stand with Charlotte because she is the only candidate who has stood with us. When you go to the polls on June 11th, remember to vote for the Republican choice, the conservative choice, the only choice. Vote for Republican Charlotte Meadows for State House.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees.
Hi, folks. Rusty here for the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. And we're still on the radio every weeknight at 7 o'clock. It took us a little while, but we are on TV on ABC 32 and the CW. As a matter of fact, David, he's taking voice lessons. Let's listen in.
All right, my boy, you'll make amends with your exercises. Oh, repeat after me. Judy, Judy, Judy.
Judy, 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 Judy.
Arthur Lebo, you're going to be the next Greg Fidel.
You're probably not going to take voice lessons, but you do need somebody to speak up for your portfolio. Call David Ernest at 279-7431. Watch for us on the CW and ABC 32 on the weekends. And don't forget the Health and Wealth Radio Show, weeknights at 7 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. That's really good.
Today is June 7th, VCR Day. Break out that old machine and watch a movie on VHS. If you threw out your VCR in the 90s, just remember to be nice to people who embrace outdated technology. In other words, be kind to those who rewind. Remember, VCR Day starts at blinking 12 o'clock.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 5 already.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. President Trump still threatening tariffs on imports from Mexico if their government fails to stop the flow of Central American migrants toward the U.S. border. Fox's Rich Edson at the White House.
Three straight days of negotiations between American and Mexican officials trying to reach an agreement on migration. The White House says it is unclear if those talks will continue throughout the weekend, though says that the president will receive updates. Administration officials say they are focused on where migrants from Central America traveling through Mexico claim asylum, the U.S. or Mexico.
Opponents say the tariff will harm the U.S. economy and won't solve the immigration issue. Hiring slowed across the country last month.
Though the unemployment rate held steady at a very low 3.6% in May, the number of new jobs created was only 75,000. Economists were expecting 180,000 new jobs.
Fox's Jenny Casola. This is Fox News.
Fox sucks. I'm embarrassed.
Do you have feelings of inadequacy? Do you suffer from shyness? Do you sometimes wish you were more assertive? If you answered yes to any of these questions, ask your doctor or pharmacist about tequila.
Yes.
Tequila is the safe, natural way to feel better and more confident about yourself and your actions. Tequila can help ease you out of your shyness and let you tell the world that you're ready and willing to do just about anything. You'll notice the benefits of tequila almost immediately. And with a regimen of regular doses, you can overcome any obstacles that prevent you from living the life you want to live. Shyness and awkwardness will be a thing of the past, and you'll discover many talents you never knew you had. Stop hiding and start living with tequila. Tequila may not be right for everyone. Women who are pregnant or nursing should not use tequila. However, women who wouldn't mind nursing or becoming pregnant are encouraged to try it. Side effects may include dizziness, nausea, vomiting, incarceration, erotic lustfulness, loss of motor control, loss of clothing, loss of money, loss of virginity, delusions of grandeur, table dancing, headache, dehydration, dry mouth, and a desire to sing karaoke and play all night rounds of strip poker, truth or dare, and naked twister. Warning, the consumption of alcohol may make you think you're whispering when you're not, is a major factor in dancing like a retard, may cause you to tell your friends over and over again that you're in love with them, also may cause you to think you can sing. Alcohol may lead you to believe that ex-lovers are really dying for you to telephone them at 4 a.m. Alcohol may make you think you can logically converse with members of the opposite sex without spitting. It may create the illusion that you are tougher, smarter, faster, and better looking than most people, and it may lead you to think people are laughing with you. Alcohol may cause pregnancy, and it also may be a major factor in getting your ass kicked. So what are you waiting for? Stop hiding and start living with tequila.
I mean, that was an illusion. It is 7 minutes after 5, the Friday Mishpucha Happy Hour. Rosie here on the phone. She'll be with us next week while Joey is out meeting his future wife at his brother's wedding.
Yes.
Eddie Bader's hanging with us this afternoon. And this is a significant news story, in my opinion. You're not going to see this get a lot of, you're certainly not going to hear about it on Fox at the top of the hour, at least not anymore. This involves Oberlin College. And a jury just ordered Oberlin College, which is a very expensive school, to pay, what was the final damage? It's about $11 million. Actually, total damage is $33 million to a bakery. And here's the short form of the case. The verdict sends a strong message that colleges and universities cannot simply wind up and set loose student social justice warriors and then wash their hands of the consequences. In this case, a wholly innocent fifth-generation bakery was falsely accused of being racist and having a history of racial profiling after stopping three black Oberlin College students from shoplifting. The students eventually pled guilty, but not before large protests and boycotts intended to destroy the bakery and defame the owners. The jury appears to have accepted that Oberlin College students facilitated the wrongful conduct against the bakery. $33 million from a fifth-generation bakery that had the audacity to stop shoplifters. What difference does it make what color they are? They're shoplifters. They're thieves, and a business has every right to stop them if they're caught. And one of the... the blogger that posted the story, I'm still shaking my head at the tone deafness of the defense and belittling this family business, which has sustained five generations of Gibsons, and at the time of the protest, sustained three. 90-year-old Alan Gibson, his son David, grandson Alan, there were almost a dozen employees. After the protest, the Gibsons stopped taking salaries, and most of the employees have been laid off. This is real life to these people. To say that the business was worth only $35,000 erases the lives of these people. Maybe it's just the plaintiff's lawyer in me coming out, but I'd cross-examine this defense expert and college president and show in closing argument the tuition, room, and board charges at Oberlin. This business, which has been an important feature of the community since 1885, is worth less than one semester at Oberlin College. Now, this is going on all over the place. I guess students have other things than to study towards achieving a degree or something that will, you know, lead them to gainful employment. But this is significant. $33 million. And there are many other situations like this out there where they don't care about the consequences when the social justice warriors have decided this is wrong. This gives me hope.
I think they think that we're just going to lay down because
they outnumber us, and you know, and they're bigger and they're stronger and they're louder than we are.
They're louder. I don't know that they're bigger in number, but they have, see, what they have is the megaphone of the media.
Exactly. Right.
And the poor, pitiful me voice.
It's going to have, there, you know, I believe there are going to be more cases like this where there's some accountability for the damage done to a business that had the audacity to stop three students from shoplifting. Yeah. Here is Jarhead.
Ladies, gentlemen, and Greg, how are you doing?
Even better now.
Nice setup.
Well, I had to. I mean, that story just kind of depressed me. I was in a great mood, heard that, got ticked off, and then, anyway.
Well, I don't want people to get mad because I'm not touching on the serious issues of the day.
Yeah. Could you please play the gynecological clinic?
I do like
that. Bit.
Yes. I'll be very
Thank you so
I'll
much.
I'll be very happy to do it for you, sir.
All right, y'all take care.
Thanks, Jarhead.
JD is on two.
JD.
Hey, good afternoon. I can't agree with you more, but I don't think that these idiots are bigger, faster, and stronger. I think that we are just being almost too polite right now.
Uh-huh.
And I think that's about it, because I'll tell you what, when people like us wind up taking a stand, they don't like it. They flee. And I spent all weekend waiting on my TV to get hooked up, so I watched a bunch of videos of a bunch of jacklegs in Antifa get their heads busted by people that finally had had enough. And boy, you ought to see them run when it happens. It's great. But I'll tell you, these social justice warriors, there's nothing to them. They're loud until somebody stands up.
Well, they have classes That's to it. Attend. Don't they have careers to prepare for? It's going on all the campuses.
Yeah, just classes.
I mean, it's everywhere. It's a disease that has infected the country, and I think it starts with a lot of the college professors infecting these kids' minds with the wrong kind of information.
Well,
you know, they think everything's right until it happens to them. When it happens to them, they want to pump the brakes a little bit.
I made the point yesterday that we were rightfully paying tribute to tens of thousands of courageous people who endured suffering, danger, and in so many cases,
you know what?
Gave their lives.
I wanted to give you a shout out on that. I heard that yesterday, and you know what? That's another thing we're lacking is the people that had the guts and the gall to willingly go over there and sacrifice everything for their country.
And yet,
and
what are we seeing here?
Pride.
They did it to rid the European continent of the tyranny of National Socialism, and we're welcoming it in our college campuses. And
You're
Trump
absolutely
needs to
right.
stick by his word and deny federal funding. This crap where YouTube is purging all conservatives and Facebook and all these tech giants, so there's one opinion, does that not alarm anybody?
That's why I have Greg Budell for 2024.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
Y'all have a good afternoon. I always love the show.
Thanks,
I tell good happy stories. And, hey, David Grimes on the line. Welcome, David.
Hello. I just wanted to respond to the shoplifting thing.
Mm-hmm.
I won't mention where I was, but I was in a store this last Friday afternoon of a big box. Let's just call it a big store here in Montgomery.
Yeah.
And as I was checking out, This lady was walking by, and she had a buggy full of Levalore blinds, which I guess that tells you it wasn't a drugstore. Anyway, Levalore blinds, and she had like 10 pairs stacked up on this thing, and she walked by, and the guy was standing there helping me. I said, "That lady just stole those things." He said, "Yeah, I know." And the manager walked over, and they watched, and I said, "Y'all not gonna stop her?" He said, "We can't. We're not allowed to. The law says we can't stop her." He said, "All we can do is help her load it in the car." And they watched that lady put all that stuff in the back of her hatchback car and drive off. It beats all I've ever seen. And they said that they would lose their jobs if they stopped.
We've heard stories of employees who attempted to stop shoplifters in the parking lot outside stores who got fired for their efforts.
Got fired or worse.
These people told me they were the three of this. Store associates standing there, they said, "We would lose our jobs if we tried to stop."
Well, while everybody's shrieking to the high heavens about tariffs, with 3% of commerce stolen, somebody's got to pay for that.
And
that's
we
the
do.
People that.
That's right. That's all of us in this room.
Thank you. I just wanted to put that out.
I'm glad you did, Dave. Have a great weekend. Who's this?
This Tudor. Have you played on Harold's Lady today?
No, I haven't.
Can you play him for me?
Please? You know I will, just for you.
Thank you, sir. Love y'all.
Love you
too.
Have a good one, bud.
There's one of the good guys right there. Mm-hmm. So bed and breakfast, we got that. We're going to check traffic. And you're going to Infusion tomorrow morning?
Yes, I will before my trip.
Great idea to get. I did that once, too. I stopped in Infusion. I went in the cryotherapy chamber for 3 minutes and then hit the road.
Mm-hmm.
And it really does help you get off to a good start when you got a long drive and a long day ahead of you. I did cryo on the way in this afternoon. And I met, and she's going to be joining us here on the show. Gosh.
Oh, the gal from Infusion?
Yes, they're...
Is there Pam?
No. I should have the name handy here. I spent time... This is what happens when people are...
Is it Allison?
I've got Allison!
Allison.
Yeah. I just spoke to her to confirm tomorrow morning's appointment.
She's... I had a chance to talk to her briefly. We're going to spend some time chatting tomorrow, but I'm getting an IV. An IV? Yes. I'm going to do a Myers cocktail. IV vitamin therapy is one of the many things and technologies available to Infusion, but Allison is going to be, as a medical practitioner, is going to be part of expanding the service so that people can take a whole life approach to accomplishing goals with those services that are available. And that includes not only cryotherapy to help relieve your aches and pains and boost your energy. IV vitamin therapy can help you with everything from boosting your energy to losing weight and more to CryoSkin 3.0, which is a technology that destroys the fat under your skin while you lay comfortably, and they just go over the areas where you want to target. And it doesn't necessarily have to be your waistline. It could be your upper arms or a place where there's cellulite. This very painless, you don't even notice it, just penetrates the skin and explodes fat cells. That's the term Ryan used, right?
Yes.
And your body eliminates them, and that's it. And they measure you before you start and when you're done. And generally, just one treatment helps you lose an inch. And wow. you can feel that energy after you've had the CryoSkin 3.0 treatment. You can change your life at this place for the better. Everybody wants to accomplish goals, and at Infusion, they know that sometimes it's a little bit more than willpower. They've got technologies that very naturally help you take strides towards achieving those goals you'll have to leave a better and healthier life. Call them at 296-1662. They're open Saturday morning from 9 till noon. Maybe I'll see you over there. Otherwise, weekdays, all day long. Go to infusioncryoandlaser.com for more information or call 296-1662. Down to the traffic dungeon, and we've got old Harold Delaney coming up, and what else? Oh, we got to get the OBGYN link.
Yes.
All right, all ahead.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling through our 5 o'clock rush hour. Both interstates look great this afternoon. We don't have any real problems for you on I-65 or on I-85. You may find a little slowdown as you approach the interchange on 85 South in the downtown area. The boulevard is quite crowded this afternoon. It's really busy on the south side, especially around Baptist Hospital. There's also a big crowd at the Troy Highway. If you head on around the east side of town, it's busy around the interstate, and there's a lot of congestion between the Atlanta Highway and the Wetumpka Highway. Traffic on Taylor Road looks manageable this afternoon. It's real crowded down around the Atlanta Highway and Taylor Road, so be careful there. The pickup trucks have invaded, and Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter is overloaded. The selection has never been better, and they have to go. Let Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter help you put one in your driveway. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
She was the first female and first minority governor of South Carolina. She served as a member of President Trump's cabinet and the National Security Council. She was appointed the 29th U.S. Representative to the United Nations. And she's coming to Montgomery for one night only. Faulkner University presents Nikki Haley, October 3rd at their annual benefit dinner. Tickets are on sale now. Order your tickets today by calling 334-386-7257 or at faulkner.edu.
Party!
day, a brilliant gala where Marguerites and co-host Blue Water Broadcasting will give away a beautiful, rare, and responsibly sourced one-carat Forever Mark diamond. Sign up today at Marguerite's Facebook page to earn your chance at becoming a finalist. All finalists will receive an exquisite gift courtesy of Marguerite's. However, only one will win a Forever Mark diamond. Forever Mark diamonds are always genuine, untreated, and natural. Make sure to join us at Marguerite's Tuesday, June 25th at 5 p.m. for the gala event and drawing. Everyone's invited to the party.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Hi, everybody. Rain, and more rain for the next several days, really, right on through the weekend and into the early part of next week. Showers and thunderstorms will be around from time to time tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 71. For tomorrow, Sunday, and Monday, more showers and thunderstorms likely. Tropical downpours at times could cause some street flooding. In spots, rainfall totals could be significant. High temperatures, mostly low to mid-80s. Lows at night right around 70. Then on Tuesday, things start to get a little bit better as the number of storms start to thin out and we start to dry out. Stay on top of where the storms are now and where they're going to be with our free weather app, plus instant access to all my videos and plus any flood alerts. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. On the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon located in historic downtown Prattville. With over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
We need to work as a team at this company, so today we're going to do a team-building exercise called Trust Falls. Sally, I want you to close your eyes, fall, and I'll catch you.
Okay.
One, two, three. Okay, lesson number one, fall forward.
Ow.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Hello, Mike here from Capital City Ace Hardware. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for some time now, and we've seen a fantastic upturn in business because of it. The folks at Blue Water Broadcasting are so easy to work with, so give them a call. You'll be glad that you did, just like we are here at Capital City Ace Hardware.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hello, and thank you for calling the Gynecological and Psychiatric Center for Women. Keeping women feeling and acting right since 1980-something. Your call is very important to us. We estimate that your wait time is going to be a while. I must advise you that your call may be monitored for quality insurance purposes. If you was toe up on your last visit and cannot remember your doctor name, or if you is a first-time patient, please press 0 and we will play a list of names of our verifying physicians. For our man-hating patients, we have Dr. Julie, who is a lovely alternative to the men. If this is an emergency, perhaps you have run out of your anxiety medication, or you have suffered an acute and sudden vagical fallout which has left you confused and laid out. Please press 1 and ask for Gail Fallopia, RN, from our emergency department. She will help you get yourself together in time for your appointment. If you have discovered that you are able to nurse your baby simply by standing next to his crib and leaning forward, please press 2. Chances are very good that you need to speak with someone in our mammary gravitational pull department. If you have recently received the results of your annual examination and there was not a happy face wrote on your postcard, please press 3 to make an appointment, as there is a good chance that you may have a potential suit. This is not a reference to a lawsuit, neither. Suit is an acronym for something up in there, which is what you might be suffering from at the present time. Something up in there was the number one cause of death in women between the ages of 18 and 80 last year, so it would be best to verify if you have suit. If you are feeling particularly irritable today, Please, Lord, do everybody a favor, and for God's sake, and please press 4 for directions to our PMS waiting room. There you will find a bowl full of chocolate and a cooler full of Diet Dr. Pepper. For your enjoyment, the Lifetime Channel will be playing back-to-back reruns of The Nanny and The Golden Girls all day, with a break in between for the Montel Williams Christmas special. We are sorry, but due to the incident with Mrs. Von Keef and the pharmaceutical rep, we will no longer be featuring Fatal Attraction on our big screen. As a matter of fact, we will not show any films whatsoever featuring Miss Glenn Close, as it causes some of our ladies to experience flashbacks. Please remain seated. Someone will come for your arbitrarily angry ass when it is time for your appointment. Please know that our doctors and staff wear the traditional green scrubs as a reminder to you that your cash dollars will be due at the end of your visit with us today. We hope you enjoy your experience with us, and please leave your comics at the desk after you have paid your bill. And have a blessed day.
Some good stuff on Facebook on my page today. Hope you'll stop and visit and share some of what you see. My favorite story, though, is the one of Glacier Park with the sign based on Al Gore's inconvenient bull thing that these glaciers at this national park would be gone by the year 2020. They have been forced to remove the signs because the glaciers are not gone, and they've had heavier than usual snow the last few years. Well, that's climate change.
Well, at least they didn't get the black marker out there and just scratch through it and then write another couple years and try it again.
They just keep raising it, right? They all know when the end of the world is. You know why? Because that's what they want.
Right. They want the panic.
They can't live in this world. They can't sell their crap without fear. So, sure, I have this call from Jessica, because I got to play something for Connor, who is getting a haircut right now from Marianne's grandmother.
I believe so, yes.
Yeah, to let him know it could be worse. Jessica.
Hi.
Hi, Jessica.
I won this morning, and I was Emily's special Lutheran friend.
Oh.
You won this morning in what?
I was Emily's Lutheran friend.
Oh, yes. You are Lutheran of the day. Congratulations.
I am Lutheran of the day, and I'm going to wear that badge forever. So I was wondering if you've played the first baseball game today.
I think we can get that in. We probably have just enough time. Nice. That'll be our last request.
Thank you.
Will you be able to listen for a little while longer?
Yeah, a little while.
Okay, good. All right. Thank you, Jessica.
Thank you, Craig.
That was fun this morning, yes. So, Connor, while you're getting your haircut, I want you to listen to this story I told on the air, because it could be a lot worse.
And now, another flashback favorite on News Talk.
See, for most of us, this brings back warm, fuzzy memories. But for Gregory Benjamin Boudel,
it's trauma time. For some reason, my dad thought that he had barber skills. And he bought one of those. It smelled like a lawnmower. When he started up the clippers.
The clippers?
Swear, he was pulling a chain going. There had to be the right combination of conditions for him to give us a haircut. The humidity had to be high and had to be really, really hot.
So you're in the basement, a hot, hot, sticky, steamy, uncomfortable basement, and you're perched on a little stool.
No, he had a crate that went on top of the stool. A crate with splinters. It was one of those fruit boxes that
this
had.
This is beginning to sound a little disturbing now.
Always underneath a light that had no shade, just a light bulb like they used to use in
old World War II movies.
You will talk! You will talk! Before he started cutting, he put the sheet around your neck. You know, a good thread count for a nice soft sheet is what, about 400, 500, 600? The thread count on the sheet was about 12. You could sand wood with this thing. And he'd wrap it around our neck really, really snug, because God forbid we should have little flecks of hair fall onto our shoulders. And he would wait until 6 p.m. because he knew we all hated Lawrence Welk. So he would put us on the stool with splinters, tie this itchy, starchy sheet around our neck, grab the back of our head so hard, I think my cerebellum is still flat. And then he'd wait until we heard this sound. Then he pulled the cord on the clippers. And then, hold still, damn it! Let me tighten up that sheet. Just hold still, I said! And I'm watching Lauren and Bobby on Lawrence Welk dancing away. It was awful. Sweat pouring over my little boy body and little black hairs all over me and just creepy and crawly and itch. He finished it off with the brush. No. The same brush he took the paint off the gutters. That's how he dusted our shoulders. Vit, 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 vit. Little rivulets of blood streaming down from my shoulders.
Oh, my poor little soldier.
And then the one word that he really longed to hear, next! So there you go, Connor. Take it from somebody who really had a tough time with it. It is 5:32. Earlier today, we've had a lot of electrifying stories today. Some good. Market going up. Indications that Trump's stance with Mexico may be working. We'll find out in good time. And some good stuff on Facebook. All of our electrifying news brought to you by Mr. Electric, the company you can depend on. Whether you need an installation or service or repair, hear that sound?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's our Ring doorbell system.
Mm-hmm.
And it works because we didn't... It says on the package you can install
it. You install it yourself.
Not me.
But you wanted it to work, right?
Y'all know me a little while now. Do you think that's a good idea for me to be working?
No.
I just figured you wanted it to work, so you got somebody that knew what they were doing to install it.
Yeah, it would have been one of these things.
Exactly.
Isn't that the house where Greg Budell electrocuted himself trying to install a Ring system?
That charred mess over there.
Yeah. I did not want to be that charred mess. So we called Mr. Electric at 269-8886, and it was installed, and as you just heard, it works just fine. They solved mysteries for us, lights that wouldn't come on, baffling mysteries, one solved by Mr. Electric taking a look at the fixture, testing it to make sure that the bulbs that were in there were okay. Then removing the fixture to find that, well, the fixture was there and there was a pipe leading to it, but there were no wires in there. So
funny thing.
Yeah. They added extra motion activated security lighting for us, so our whole property is covered. And it's, you know, anytime we want something, now they moved an outlet for us. You go to a lot of, you know, houses inside out, Eddie.
Yes.
The previous owners, for whatever reason, had an outside outlet installed right outside the front door. So if you plugged anything into it, like Christmas stuff...
Yeah. You're going to trip, weren't you?
You couldn't open it. It was far enough away where you couldn't reach through the opening to pull it out so you could open the damn door and get the package from UPS or whatever. So they moved that for us. And, you know, you want master certified electricians. Best part is, how much will it cost to relocate that outlet? They gave us a price, and that's what we paid. That's how they do everything. When they tell you we'll be out tomorrow at 2, that's when they will be there at 2 o'clock. And these are men that are eminently qualified master electricians, and that's who you want doing those kinds of things around your house. Mr. Electric, call them at 269-8886, 269-8886, or visit them online at MrElectric.com. We have two requests pending, one for the first baseball game ever played, and Cooter wanted to hear old Harold Delaney.
Yes.
And that's a great story to end a Friday afternoon with. So, Cooter, hang in there. We'll get it on shortly. Traffic at 5:35.
Montgomery Skywatch, rolling through the middle of your 5 o'clock rush hour. We have one accident to tell you about. It is on the Mobile Highway right in the curve by the health department, so be careful in that vicinity. If you are on I-65, we don't see any problems for you this afternoon. It looks great, and I-85 is moving along pretty well, too. To be careful when you're in the downtown area around the interchange. The boulevard's pretty crowded this afternoon, so watch yourself around the intersections. We don't see any problems headed out of town on the 31s. Let's be careful as we head to the house. Invisible Fence has indoor and outdoor systems to keep your pet both in the yard and away from certain areas inside your home. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
I'm Ellis Askew with CBS 8 and ABC 32. Several Montgomery police officers were promoted today at a ceremony at City Hall. Ranks included police corporal, sergeant, lieutenant, captain, and major. MPD's week-long junior police academy also held its graduation. Strong storms came through central Alabama this afternoon, knocking out power for many Alabama Power customers. 18,700 customers were without service in Montgomery, Elmore, Autauga, Dallas, and Chilton counties. Crews worked to remove limbs and debris on roadways. And today is National Donut Day, and Dunkin' Donuts teamed up with local law enforcement to help raise money for their Special Olympics torch run. MPD and the Sheriff's Office were selling T-shirts for the torch run. The Montgomery Salvation Army and Huntington College volunteers gave away donuts and a smile to military veterans at three VA locations. And those are your news headlines. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Rain, and more rain for the next several days, really, right on through the weekend and into the early part of next week. Showers and thunderstorms will be around from time to time tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 71. For tomorrow, Sunday, and Monday, more showers and thunderstorms likely. Tropical downpours at times could cause some street flooding. In spots, rainfall totals could be significant. High temperatures, mostly low to mid-80s, lows at night right around 70. Then on Tuesday, things start to get a little bit better as the number of storms start to thin out and we start to dry out. Stay on top of where the storms are now and where they're going to be with our free weather app, plus instant access to all my videos and plus any flood alerts. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. On the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Now at Nukes, the Express Market with freshly prepared goodness meals to go. Grab and go proteins and house-made sauces. Pick up anytime or place order on the Nukes app for curbside delivery. You'll be the hero at your next dinner. Nukes, 7880 Vaughn Road.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue at the Boston Hotel.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Big Harry Carey fan. I love it. You know, I love Harry Carey, and I love and I just Harry, of course, did the first baseball game ever played. You guys are aware of that.
Sure. Mm.
Yeah, he was the only guy around at that time.
Sure.
To do that game, and it was wonderful. I got an old tape of it, and I listened to it all the time. Hello, fans. This is Harry Carey. Welcome to today's game between the Bethlehem Braves and the Jerusalem Giants. Kind of a sparse crowd here today, as a plague of locusts has made it tough to get out to the ballpark. You can hear the vendors, though. Hey, manna, get your manna. Who wants bread from heaven? It's hot. It's fresh. It just fell. Hot manna here. Penance, our fathers, Hail Marys. Can't get absolution without an act of contrition. Who wants a rosary here? Water. Wine. Who wants wine now? Peter looks into Jesus for the sign. Jesus gives him the sign. Holy cow! Peter denies it.
He gives it to him again. He denies it again. Once more. That's three times, and Jesus is out to give Peter a sermon on the mound. Jesus, of course, the big hero in yesterday's game, came up in the bottom of the ninth with the Braves down 3-0 and hit a bases empty grand slam. Fans, we haven't had a miracle like that since we had fishes and loaves night here. I had a chance to talk with the Savior after the game, and this is what he had to say.
Well, Harry, the ball was on the outside part of the play. I was not time to make contact. First of all, I want to thank my father for loading the bases. Muchas gracias, señor. And also the Holy Ghost for breaking up the double play.
Back to live action. Lazarus up to the plate now.
What's that? Oh, I'm sorry.
Lazarus up to the plate now. Here's the pitch. Oh, no, he's hit. He's hurt. He's down. Holy cow, he's dead. But wait a minute. He gets back up. That's the sixth time this week. That kid can take one for the team. Abraham up to the plate now. Probably up here to sacrifice. Infield drawn in for the patriarch, and now there's some action in the Bethlehem bullpen. I can't quite make out the back of his robe. It is the big number 10, Moses. Just called up from the burning bush league. Already gaining a reputation for that lightning fast pickoff move, reminding those runners that thou shalt not stay. Let's give it over to Steve Stone.
Thank you, Harry. Fans, you want to be here this Tuesday night when the Braves meet the Calvary Cubs. It's going to be Nabisco Communion Wafer Day here at the ballpark. All fans 33 and under get a free Eucharist signed by the Saviors. You know, fans, Nabisco Communion Wafers go down smooth. Won't stick to the roof of your mouth like those cheap imitation sacraments. Sure, they cost a little more, but when it comes to your eternal salvation, isn't it worth that extra buck in the collection plate? Remember, fans, the next time you go to the rail for that body and blood, ask for the host with the most. Ask for Nabisco.
Thanks, Steve. Here's some scores now from around the league. A big upset. David 1, Goliath nothing. Ends a long win streak for the big guy. Oh, no. Job is on the 15-day disabled list with a bad case of leprosy. Pull the hamstring. Pulled it right off. The Angels have sent Lucifer down. That's a shame. When that fellow was in his prime, he could throw some heat. This year, his earned run average is ballooned to a hefty 6.666.
Montgomery Skywatch, rolling through the middle of your 5 o'clock rush hour. We have one accident to tell you about. It is on the Mobile Highway, right in the curve by the health department, so be careful in that vicinity. If you are on I-65, we don't see any problems for you this afternoon. It looks great, and I-85's moving along pretty well, too, to be careful when you're in the downtown area around the interchange. The boulevard's pretty crowded this afternoon, so watch yourself around the intersections. We don't see any problems headed out of town on the 31s. Let's be careful as we head to the house. Invisible Fence has indoor and outdoor systems to keep your pet both in the yard and away from certain areas inside your home. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made, but the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
It's All Request Friday on Happy Hour News Talk 93.1 FM. We have one final request pending. And that's the story of old Harold Delaney as told by Norm MacDonald, which has become kind of a staple of our Friday request thing. I think we've done a pretty good job of keeping up with the news today. On Friday, I also like to go through the stuff I accumulate during the week, see if there's something I missed that I wanted to go back. Here's a quick story, and he's not in the room. College graduates burdened by high student debt are living back home with their parents. When are they going to get a grip on that? It's not the students running up to debt. It's, well, we all know who changed that system, right?
I'm a total bumbling idiot.
Oh,
we're going to government!
It's ridiculous. Survey says that living with your parents is not embarrassing until you're 28 years old. Survey found that nearly half of millennials plan to live at home after college. I don't know what those debt payments are like. I never had it. I was able to attend Illinois in Chicago. All I paid was tuition and books. And over 3 years, it didn't cost what it costs to underwrite one semester for show at AUM.
Now, let me ask you, did you guys have student loans back then, Greg?
I honestly don't remember.
I really think when student loans become the norm, that's when higher education could, you could pick your price. Because, hey, we can finance it now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, same with automobiles and everything else. When things start to go out of price or out of sight on prices, well, you can almost directly trace it back to where banks will let you finance it.
The thing is, I don't know that they're getting a lesson in basic economics, what this is going to add up to over 4 years. And you get a degree. For a long time, you couldn't get a job.
Yep.
So, and there's nothing wrong with being a barista, but that's how I always remember the hope and change of Obama. A lot of jobs in the service industry with very limited income ceilings, and then all these students with useless degrees.
That's just it. Look at the degrees a lot of them are taking. Underwater basket weaving 101, you know, it's just not a whole lot of money to be made in that field.
No.
Also looking at a story from Peggy Noonan, which I can't read because Wall Street Journal has a paywall. So why does Drudge link to it? Called Overthrow the Prince of Facebook. That's going to be a big issue in the weeks ahead.
Yep.
This whole frightening idea that we're just going to allow one thought. Win the argument. Win the argument. If you can't win it because any other way than to shut off the opposing view, it's not a very good argument. 548, a great local business we are so proud to have as a sponsor. I drive by there. Well, I always go there when I need paint, but I drive by there every Sunday morning looking to see what the sign outside. Words to remember at John Lee Paint. Salt and pepper do not change the taste of your words.
That's right.
Whatever it is, it's up there. It always... Something smarter than I'm capable of being on my own. Inside John Lee Paints, Charles Bubba Turner was here a few weeks ago to announce that they now have their own brand for exterior paint called Solarproof. What's impressive about this is that for those who need to do exterior painting, number one, you don't need a primer coat with Solarproof because the quality is that good.
That's good.
Two, it is got a built-in mold fighter, so it's not going to get that little black fuzzy stuff that can, you know.
You see that on every house, man. If you take a good hard look at it, you see that.
Mildew resistant.
That's what you need.
And it's their brand, and they got their name on it. For interior painting, there's Richards. And that, of course, also is going to leave you the professional result, a very consistent and rich finish. You can get the result that professionals do if you learn a few simple tricks of the trade, like what paint to buy, what roller and brush to apply it with based on the service, and the staff at John Lee Paint can guide you through it. No such thing as a dumb question when it comes to your time. So the next time you have a project, and by the way, if you are looking for a professional painter, they can connect you with one. They also have a color consultant in-house who can help you get just the right look for your home. At John Lee Paints, for 3.5 decades, the official color chart of the city of Montgomery's historical districts and terrific people. Stop by and see them, and when you do, please remind them you heard about them here on News Talk. Legal Eagle and local heartthrob, Chad.
Just winding down the week, enjoying your Friday afternoon show.
Thank you, sir.
Enjoyed hearing Brent this afternoon.
Yeah, how about that? Over 1,000 points in 4 days?
Yeah,
amazing.
It's like almost 1,200 points, you know? So, yes, it's much better than it was 2 weeks ago, that's for sure. So I don't have to be afraid to open up my my 401k. So, you know, they can say, ah! <It's> like, yeah. By the way, did you play the Storm team thing today? Since we had the don't open the door Storm.
Oh, the Live in Fear Doppler.
Yeah, you
got
to play that.
I could play that going into this last break here, and then we're going to finish with old Harold Delaney tonight.
That sounds like a plan. Listen, I hope you have a great weekend, everybody.
We appreciate
you too.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Rich Thomas can't be everywhere all the time.
Weather emergencies can strike like a bolt from the blue. Storms, floods, hurricanes, tornadoes. Is your family safe?
No.
Is it?
No.
Before you venture outdoors, tune into Big News Weather Central, now with Live in Fear Doppler. Only Live in Fear Doppler warns you of storm conditions that could snap telephone poles like matchsticks, flinging them through the air at hundreds of miles an hour, plunging through your family's bodies like chopsticks through boiled potatoes.
Soccer practice. Don't open the door.
Don't open the door. Check first with Live in Fear Doppler. Only from Big News Weather Central.
Mom, it's starting to rain.
And with that, we find ourselves on the phone with William B.
Good afternoon. How's everybody?
How you doing, William?
Great. We're all right.
I hadn't talked to you in a little bit. Just wanted to call and tell everybody I hope to have a great, safe weekend. Joey, heading out of town this weekend?
Yes, I am. And this whole next week, I won't be here next week.
Going to New York City.
Not New York City. Saratoga Springs, New York.
had to throw that at you anyway. Yeah, man, be safe up that way. Enjoy yourself, but just be careful traveling.
I will be.
Now, you live in twice-a-day Millbrook, right?
Yes.
Is it true that most of the beds in Millbrook look like catcher's mitts? I think I know why Mr. Sam had opened a store in Millbrook.
Hey, yeah, that store is real close to my house, actually.
That's convenient for you, I guess, then.
Yeah. It's he does a good business up there, I'll tell you. I'm not gonna fall into that one. I'm not gonna mention ceiling fans and boot heels and stuff. But anyway.
You're doing a fine job.
Anyway, just wanted to check in, hadn't talked to you in a little bit. Just hope everybody has a good weekend, be safe, and man, I don't know what the weather's gonna do, but be careful with it.
We appreciate you, buddy.
See you,
Eddie. If you're on the water this weekend, just look for the misunderstood, man. I don't know if I'll be out there or not, but if I am, I'll loan over.
All right. I'll see you, bud.
All right. Be good.
You later, too, man.
We're going to go into our final break at 5:53. Can we play Old Hero of the Lane?
Yeah.
And Joey, have a good, safe trip. And
Joey,
remember everything I've taught you.
What way? What? There's a lot you've taught me. You're so wise.
Yeah, I am so wise.
People.
You're so worldly.
And feel free to check in if you got something, you know, to report.
Okay. I'll do that, Captain. My Captain.
Okay. And Rosie, thank you. We'll see you on Monday.
All right.
Filling in, Eddie. We'll see you again soon.
Yes, we will.
Give your number one more time.
322-0662. That's my number. You can call me up, like I said, 24/7. You can call me in the middle of the night.
Speth Sotlow is going to be on the show tonight.
There should also be an appearance from Southern Wood, and I believe Eddie's hanging out on the show as well.
Yeah, hang out.
Wow. So
it's going to be a big blowout.
Looking forward
before
to this.
Next week. Yes.
Wow, this studio feels like the Cheers bar, and everybody knows your name.
That's right.
And I will see you Monday morning with Three Men and a Lady.
Paid for by Meadows for District 74, P.O. Box 230158, Montgomery, Alabama, 36123.
There is only one choice for the voters of Montgomery on June 11th for State House, Republican Charlotte Meadows. Charlotte Meadows is the only proven Republican. She even campaigned for President Trump in Florida in 2016. Charlotte is the only proven conservative who has fought for much-needed educational reforms here in Montgomery. She supports our teachers and wants to make sure tax dollars actually get to our children's classroom. Charlotte Meadows will protect the Second Amendment and is the only candidate ever endorsed by the National Rifle Association. Charlotte Meadows will fight for the unborn, and she will work with local leaders to reduce crime here in Montgomery. We need to stand with Charlotte because she is the only candidate who has stood with us. When you go to the polls on June 11th, remember to vote for the Republican choice, the conservative choice, the only choice. Vote for Republican Charlotte Meadows for State House.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in Montgomery? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Stan Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Montgomery area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Montgomery is a perfect market for my system, and this week I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started making money flipping houses and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get 2 free tickets to Than's workshop, text your 5-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your 5-digit zip code to 82,000 right now, because this free ticket offer expires this Friday. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
So I decide I'll go, you know, my buddy tells me, he goes, hey, you should go to one of them bed and breakfasts. You ever hear tell that?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah. The idea is you go there, it's a guy's house, and you live in his room, and then he makes some breakfast.
Right. Very simple.
Yeah. It's a thumbnail.
Yeah,
you know.
That's it, sure.
So I looked one up on the internet there, and I found one. I went to Vancouver Island, Victoria, which is beautiful.
Wow.
Oh, my
yeah.
God. It's God's little country. And so I go there, and I look up my place where I'm supposed to go. I have it on a little piece of paper, and I knock on the door, right? And there's no answer. So I knock again, and there's still no answer. So finally, I look like in the window there, and there's an old man sleeping on a couch, you know?
Yeah.
So I bang on the door, ringing the doorbell, you know? So finally, I hear like, hey, keep your pants on there, you know, from the inside. And he comes to the door, old guy, you know, but I'd say 80, 85 years old. Oh, old Harold Delaney was his name.
Harold Delaney.
Yeah, nice enough gentleman, you know? And so I get in there, and I says, well, I better go to sleep. There's no one else there, you know? Like, I thought it'd be like a whole bunch of people in different rooms, you know?
Yeah.
And it was just me. Yeah. So I go up and I go to sleep, and I'm ready to go to sleep. And a knock comes on the door, right? A knock on my bedroom door.
Right.
So I figure, old Harold Delaney wants to have sex with me there.
That's the first thought that went through your mind, huh?
Well, I'm a young fella. Yeah, these days,
yeah,
anything
not a
goes.
Looking guy, sure. Yeah,
I'm not a
traveling alone. Why
sure.
Not?
And of course, that's not. I didn't come to Victoria to have sex with old Harold Delaney. You know, I came to do some sightseeing.
Of course.
So then I hear him. He goes, well, "You ought to play some Scrabble."
Oh, Scrabble.
Yeah, so I say, okay, that's good.
Sure.
I'll play some Scrabble. So I go down, and he pulls out this old Scrabble game there, and we start to play, you know, and I like Scrabble, you know. So I get the first turn, you know, because I picked the lower letter. And so I get the first turn. So I make rabbit, you know.
Pretty good.
It's a good word. And then I do it pretty quick. I take like a couple of minutes. And then old Harold Delaney, he takes like a half hour to like get his word. And the whole time he's not talking, he's not telling me old stories, because I like hearing old stories, you know? And instead, it was like for a half hour, it was just Harold Delaney going. So then after a half an hour of that, you know, I'm just sitting there, he comes up with his word, it's a hat. That's his word, yeah. Hat. So he puts it, and he takes the word hat, and then he puts it like way in the corner on that triple letter score.
Right.
The triple word, the red one.
Right.
You want to get to?
Yeah, sure.
But you can't just put it there.
No, it's got to have something, some relation to rabbit.
Yeah.